The patient participation group. The PPG are hoping to arrange resuscitation or CPR training sessions for members of the local community in the near future. We now have several defibrillators around the village, and the course will also cover how to use these. If you would like to learn more about how to do this or to refresh your memory, please ring Sarah on 01491 200984. Once we have a confirmed date, then Sarah will contact you to see if you would like to sign up to the course. There will be a small fee to cover costs. The next PPG meeting will be on the evening of Monday, the 17th of November, via Zoom. Details will be on the practice website and also the Facebook page and on a notice in the practice. If you would like to learn any more about the work of the PPG, you can contact the surgery. The PPG is always on the lookout for health and well-being related days and weeks to draw readers' attention to these issues across the year. A friend has reminded me that last month saw World Childless Week, WCW, from the 15th to the 21st of September, which was marked across the globe. Here in Oxfordshire, the Oxford Health NHS Foundation Trust held a WCW event for all staff for the first time. The aim was to highlight the impact of childlessness in the workplace and in wider society, to increase support and empathy for the childless community. Childlessness affects one in five women in middle age, according to research by Jodie Day in 2016. In a report called Living the Life Unexpected, published by UK Bluebird. The vast majority of these women are childless not by choice, CNBC. The term child-free tends to be used for those who are childless by choice. The reasons why someone may be CNBC are complex and down to circumstance, including infertility and social reasons. The statistics for men who are CNBC are not as well collated, but should not be ignored. In Jodie Day's work, she identified the grief around childlessness as disenfranchised. In other words, it is grief not seen or acknowledged by society. Or if it is noticed, the grief tends to be minimised or disregarded. As a result, the childless community can often feel isolated, lonely and unsupported. But positively, time's beginning to change, as exampled by Oxford Health NHS Trust above. The topic of CNBC is slowly coming out of the dark and into the light.